right, and welcome to the podcast. We are so glad that you guys are in and always tuning in. This is a podcast that is dedicated to your personal growth. And now, you know, we can't grow personally without hearing from wise folks. That's why we have a segment called Wednesday's Word from the Wise, where I get to sit down with amazing guests like today. Today we have a phenomenal guest who's going to enlighten us and show us the ways of wisdom and how to follow. I'm super excited. For those who are new to the podcast, we post every week on Mondays and Wednesdays. We have a Monday message where I just share and teach from what I feel like the Lord's shown me. And that can range from anything, again, due to personal growth. So a lot of that's going to deal with your spiritual walk, your personal walk, your mindset, finance, leadership, and such. But today is our segment, Wednesday's Word from the Wise. So I'm very honored to have Bill Kelly. He is the host of Wisdom Today podcast. We're going to have his link in the show notes below. He is a Karis student right now, currently going through second year. But man, once you hear his voice, your heart's going to melt. I'm telling you, he is phenomenal, full of wisdom. I had the honor of being on his podcast, and I encourage you guys to give it a listen. But Bill, if there's anything else you'd like to add for those who do not know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, it all starts back in 1957. You know, that's how old I am. I'm 65 years old. But I mean, I don't like looking at it as 65 years old. I look at it 65 years young.
Come on.
And I have been a teacher for about 20 years, and that is really my gift. I believe God's given me is the ability to teach. And, you know, I taught special ed for about 13, 14 years, Josue. And you know what I learned is that if you're truly going to be effective as a special ed teacher, you truly need to be a full-time minister of the gospel. Mm-hmm. You just need to know how to share the word of God. And I had an opportunity to do that. You know, when you're in public school, you don't really think about that. And yet, whenever anyone asked me questions, I would always, that was an open door for me.
Yeah.
And I would always take advantage of that. But, you know, about a year ago, God told me, he said, you know, I know you've been planning on teaching one more year, but let's scrap that plan. I want you to come work for me now. And wow. He asked me, he said, you know, I want you to be working for me until you're 90 years old. And, you know, what do you do with that, Josue? I mean, that's 25 years.
Yeah.
And I sit there and think, you know, I've always said I'm going to live to 100.
Yeah.
I don't get sick. I don't believe in getting sick. And I know some people have a hard time with that concept.
Yeah.
But I've never had a cold in my life, never had the flu. I've never been in the hospital except when I had surgery. Now, I have had plenty of surgeries. And, you know, but to me, it's just an opportunity to just get well.
Yeah.
But I believe in walking in divine health, and I truly believe that is God's will for all of us.
Amen. Amen. That's phenomenal, Bill. So, Bill, you are the host, and you have Wisdom Today podcast. What got you started on that?
Well, you know, when you talk about that, Josue, I truly believe when he gave me this message a year ago, I actually felt I was supposed to do a national radio ministry as Rush Limbaugh. That type of thing.
Yeah.
And I really felt that that's what I was supposed to be doing. And as far as the timing of that went, I really did not know what that looked like, because I was thinking, you know, let's go to Karis for a couple years. God is going to prepare me in the Word. And yet, about the 10th of March this year, God says, he says, you know, I know you've been thinking about a public ministry, a radio ministry, but let's scrap that plan because more people listen to podcasts than listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'm listening. And he said, you know, that other question you've been asking me, when are you ready? He said, Bill, you're ready now.
Hmm.
And he said, I want you to start on April 1st. And he gave me the words, Wisdom Today. And Josue, I truly believe wisdom is something everyone needs.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a small kid, a middle school kid, a high school kid, young adult, mid-size adult,
right,
or in your old age. I believe God wants everyone to have wisdom. And Josue, he tells us two times in the Bible. There's two examples. In 1 Kings chapter 3, God saw Solomon in a dream, and he said, Solomon, what is it that you would like to have? And Solomon has just become the king of Israel.
Yeah.
And he said, golly, are you kidding me? My father was a great king, and here I am taking his place. And God, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. I need your help. Yeah. He said, but what do you want, Solomon? And Solomon says, because I don't know what I'm doing, I want you to give me wisdom. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And it says later in that chapter, God was well pleased with Solomon that he had asked for wisdom. And he said, because you have not asked for this and for this and for this and for this, I'll give you what you asked for. But in addition, I will give you great riches. And Solomon not only was the wisest person who ever lived, but he was also the richest person who ever lived. So there's so much stuff we can learn from that. But when you go to the New Testament, Josue, in James chapter 1, verse 5, it says the same thing. If you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and God will give it to you.
Yeah.
So that is something God wants each and every one of us to have. And that's what I try to expand on in my podcast on a daily basis. I start with the proverb of the day. And friends, if you are not used to the word of Proverbs, get into that. Yeah. Listen to my podcast on a daily basis. Read the proverb of the day. And Josue, I truly believe that's the instruction manual of how we are to live our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. My mom would always tell me, now, I know you're referencing the Proverbs, but she said the Bible's basic instructions before leaving earth, man.
Absolutely.
It's so powerful. And I love that. It's true. We all need wisdom. I was just telling Ray Patterson, we were recording today, that my uncle would tell me, Josue, everyone needs wisdom, not wisdom without the whiz. That's just dumb. But anyways, with that, that's powerful. So let me ask you this, Bill, like, how have you drawn from wisdom from the Word of God? What is your routine, or how do you work that, and how can we apply that in our lives?
Well, Josue, it's very simple. You read the proverb of the day, and I always told people this. You know, I'd had a nursing home ministry. As soon as I began and gave my life to Jesus in 1995, I got married in January of 96. And the Lord said, it says, I believe it's in 1 Timothy, it says, show yourself approved. Mm-hmm. And Josue, what does that look like if you've never read the Bible? Mm-hmm. Well, I believe God told me, he said, get into my word. And so I immediately went into the nursing home ministry, and I showed myself, I've got to get into the word of God. But when you read Proverbs, I truly believe this, Josue, if you read it every single day, month after month after month after month, you're going to find something new each and every day. Yeah. And Josue, that's how we grow.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us we grow from glory to glory.
Yeah.
So every month you should be drawing closer to God. And as you draw closer to God and get into his word, you're going to get closer, and stuff is going to be revealed to you by reading that word every day.
Yeah, that's so true. We're in the series right now. This is going to release probably in January. So last month for you guys is Understanding You. And Understanding You, it's a four-part series where we go into spirit, soul, and body, then your identity in Christ, and then your spiritual authority, and then renewing your mind. But and part two of that series, Understanding You, we really emphasize in James, where it talks about how the Word of God in James 1 is a mirror. Right? It's a mirror that we look at, and how important it is to see that mirror, because a lot of, like you said, stuff will come up. Our flesh will realize, like, oh, that's not how I'm supposed to operate. Oh, that's not how I'm supposed to think. You know, I was talking with a student not too long ago, and he talked about how that word in Proverbs that says, get up, sluggard, you know, and look, observe the ant. You know, and it's unique, and that changed his life to really get into investing in real estate and getting into the books that he's never looked at before. It's because God was giving him the command and saying, and he was explaining, I'm not a lazy person. It's just, I was doing the things that I wanted to do, not what the Lord was instructing me to do. So he said, get up, lazy sluggard. So this is unique. You go through a proverb a day and you draw these different things. Can you, just for the audience to hear, Bill, because you're passionate about this and I love this passion and we need to draw this too. Give us some examples of what the Lord has done in your life reading a proverb a day and some of the things that have revealed to you of like, man, that needs to change in my life, or in some of the things that revealed to you of like, man, this is who I am and this is how I can go forward.
Well, you know, Josue, it's easy. It's funny that you asked me that because, you know, what I've learned is to try. I believe our goal every day, Josue, is to become more and more like Jesus.
Yeah.
And you can do that by reading the proverb. First of all, I think the main thing I've learned by reading the proverb every day is we cannot judge people.
Yeah.
You know, it tells us that both in Luke chapter 6, I believe it's 37 and 38. It says, judge not. But Matthew says it so well in chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. It says, the way you judge people is the way God is going to judge us. So, golly, friends, I don't want God judging me. Yeah. I mean, I really don't. So if you don't want people judging you, then you can't judge people. Friends, everybody's different than we are.
Yeah.
The thing is, we just have to believe that everybody has something good to offer, Josue. Even people you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
People you just kind of want to stay away from. But you can learn from them.
Right.
And you can learn a lot from them. You know, Matthew also tells us, love your enemies. Yeah. That's one many, many people have problems with. And we all, what does that mean? What does that look like? Love your enemies.
Yeah.
That means we need, by the Spirit of God, which comes inside of us, once we totally surrender to Jesus and give our lives to Him, we have that ability to love our enemies.
Amen.
And if we can do that, we can change the world. We really can.
No, it's true. Man, I remember there's this situation, Bill, the same thing about loving your enemy. And this person was definitely not my enemy, but we definitely had a misunderstanding in the Lord. And here's the deal too, guys. I may have explained this story to y'all, but I remember we were in this meeting and I had to, you know, it was getting long. It was getting longer and longer. So I had to, you know, come in with a little more structure in it. And this particular person, I asked them, you know, their spouse was the lead of that group. So I said, for some reason, I'm going to have the lead just go ahead and share, you know, and then during discussions and brainstormings, please give feedback. And I remember after that thing, man, I got blown up all, man. I got my, you know, I got a sheep that bit me, okay? And I got bit. And I remember going back, talking to my leadership, talking to the team, and just seeing how could I have done that better, or was that okay? And everyone was like, Josue, you did nothing wrong, man. You did absolutely right. You were fine. Like, you know, that needed to be done. That needed to happen. And that was from leadership and my peers. But man, I remember that little nudge in my heart, and I'm like, oh man, come on. It's like, Lord, everyone said I did fine. Come on, we're good. But he let me know, like, Josue, you knew what was going to happen when you did that. You knew that there was some things that could have been done a little better. And this is where the concept of own your 1%, you guys have heard me talk about this, really was birthed from. Although it may have been 99% someone else's fault, you know, what is the 1% I can own? And truly, I do that to trick our minds, because ultimately, a lot of us operate in pride at times, especially when it gets into arguing with folks or things pop up. I only say 1%, so you can at least have the mindset to it, okay, maybe there is one little thing. But then you start realizing, oh, okay, I had a lot to do with that, because ultimately, I owned the whole thing and realized I could have talked to this person in private before the meeting started. That would have been a simple fix and a simple solution, right? So all that to say, what Bill's bringing out is so true, like loving your neighbor and forgiving. Like it's in Luke chapter 17. It's funny, man. You know, Jesus talks about you can do all these mighty works. And then, you know, all the disciples are like, yeah, yeah, like we got this. And then forgive your brother. You know, it's like, oh, Lord, please increase our faith, right? Because it's true. You know, it's taking those things. But Bill, the challenge that you're giving us of going through a proverb day is so powerful, because you're telling us to look in the mirror, basically, to see who we are, to see how we ought to walk, to see how we have to operate and go forward. And the more that we do that, the more that we see who we are and we begin to walk in that. And so it's powerful. just what the Holy Spirit can do when we actually look in the Word. Have you ever had a challenge, Bill, when you first started out in this and started getting your attention of getting into the Word? And how did you overcome that, if there was any?
You know, it's funny you mentioned James chapter 1, because I listened to what you were talking about earlier, and you said in verse 22 of James chapter 1 that we are to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. And for those of you who go to church, I'm going to challenge you, because many people go to church every week and come back from church and go to church and come back from church. And Josue, it's like a broken record. They go over and over and over again, and yet you don't see any change in their lives.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because they're not applying the Word that they hear. And I know what I really like about your podcast is that you challenge people. You have that 3-minute challenge at the end. This is what you're supposed to do with what I've just told you. And it's a challenge. And I try to challenge people with me. And I'm going to make it very simple. Okay. I just got done, recording my last episode of the day. And that's December 30th. And basically, beginning in 2023, Josue, my encouragement to everybody is going to be the same every day. Mm. Do one of two things every day. Either give someone a compliment or do a good deed one time a day. I'm not asking you to throw out the dishes. I'm just saying one time a day, say something nice to somebody, do a good deed for somebody. Josue, if we can learn to live life that way, our life will change.
Yeah.
Because you will become a giver. And it tells us in Acts chapter, I believe it's chapter 20, verse 15, it says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Yeah. And that it goes so far away from what our current world is telling us.
Yeah.
Basically, in our present world, the main question is, what's in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
Friends, it's not about us.
Yeah.
We are to look at other people as better than us. That's what the Bible tells us to do. And does the Bible tell us to beat ourselves up? No.
Right.
No, it doesn't tell us to beat ourselves up. We know who we are, and yet have the presence of mind to realize that everybody has value.
Yeah.
Everybody has worth. Everyone has something that we can learn from if we give people a chance.
Yeah, it's so true. That's why I love Jesus's leadership, right? He immediately went into washing his disciples' feet, and he immediately went into the servant mode of taking care of people. He was a people-oriented first. But one thing I always love to let people know is it's about you, but it's not about you. It's about you in this, that Jesus came and he died. And he loves you and he gave his life for you. It's not about you when it comes to his people now, you know, because as we're born again and as we grow into maturity, because I love what Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 talks about. It's just, you know, it talks about, you know, how the slave or the heir of a throne, if he's still a child, he's no better than a slave, right? The heir, as long as he is a child, is no different than a slave. It's Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. And I love that, because when we step in to Christ and we received him, you know, we're still a babe. And if we still operate as a babe, we're going to be no different than a slave of the world. We do have to grow into maturity. And a part of that growth comes from switching our perspective from myself to others and loving others. So that's powerful, Bill. And I love that you're doing that challenge. Like your podcast is phenomenal. And I love that you go through the Word and you cover those things. Tell us, Bill, because you do a unique thing too. You bring guests on board. Tell us about some of the guests that you've had on.
Oh, goodness, Josue. You know, I'm a second year student at Charis Bible College, but I try. And on Tuesdays, every single Tuesday, I have testimony day. And I allow someone to come on my podcast and share their testimony. So I have tried to make it as diverse as possible. I've had someone from Norway on the program, someone from Croatia, someone from Italy. I try to get a unique perspective. I've had two people on recently who have lost a child.
Hmm.
And that is so difficult. A matter of fact, when we're doing the podcast, during the recording, both of these girls broke down and cried. I had to pause. Because they just were so emotional. But I mean, I've also had people who are in productions in the plays. I've had you. I've had the leader of the business school here. And, you know, I just want a wide variety. Because, Hostway, the point is, in Revelation 12:11, it says, "We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, loving not our lives even unto death." And that is just such a powerful thing. Friends, what I try to do on Tuesday is, if you listen to testimonies, if you listen to people's stories and how they share and the things they have overcome, what I'm trying to do is make it so you guys don't have to go through those things. We can learn by listening to people who have come before us. I think it's awesome.
No, it is. I think, you know, and that's a powerful way of putting it, guys. Like, you can either learn through revelation or tribulation. And this is the experience where you get to hear of those who learn through tribulations. But it's so much better to hear heed. And I know you'll love this, Bill, about Proverbs, right? It talks about that. It's like the wise man will listen to instruction and go forward with it. The simple and the fool will listen and they'll just go the opposite way, the opposite direction.
Well, you know, it's so funny you mentioned that, because over and over and over again in Proverbs, it gives us basically two paths that we can take. The path of wisdom, and in my eyes, it's very simple. That means that you have made that choice to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And once you do that, you get into the Word of God, and you just get revelation after revelation versus the fool that says there is no God. Friends, we all have a choice we're going to have to make. And it says in Philippians chapter 2, it says, every knee will bow, whether you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but every knee will bow, those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. And friends, I'm here to say, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, this is an opportunity. Today can be your day. But there will come a time, even if you chose not to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, even the people in hell will one day bow to the name of Jesus.
Amen. No, that's so true, guys. And man, if that's something that you need prayer for, feel free to DM me at the Josue Bar Podcast on Instagram, or email me at hello@josuebar.net, and I'd love to connect with you and walk you through that. Bill, I don't know if this is right to ask or not, but you read Proverbs a lot. Do you have a favorite chapter of Proverbs?
Well, wisdom is a principal thing. And, you know, verse 1:7, chapter 1:7 says, wisdom, the fear of the Lord's the beginning of knowledge. And then it says, the fear of the Lord's the beginning of wisdom. And then it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Okay, that's found in three different Proverbs, three different chapters of Proverbs. But once again, Josue, God is telling us through Solomon, who wrote most of Proverbs, wisdom is where it is. And he wants everyone to have it.
Amen. Amen.
And I don't know, verse 22:6 says, train up a child in the way you should go. So, I mean, if you're a parent with small kids, we are to be the primary teachers. And I know, Josue, some people just sit there and send their kids off to school, and they let their teachers do everything for them. But friends, if you have children in your home, you are the primary teacher. Don't ever lose sight of that fact.
Yeah, amen. Amen. That's so powerful. Tell me, what is a nugget that you've received today in just going through your proverb reading?
Well, Josue, today is, the podcast I did today was Proverb 30. And in Proverb 30 today, golly, you caught me a little bit off guard.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, no worries, guys.
But Proverb 30 is such a powerful one. And this was the last podcast I did for the year of 2022. But just one nugget from Proverb 30. It says that every word of God is pure, And I think if you don't hear anything else but that right there, every word of God is pure. What does that tell me? That means, Josue, if you open that word, if you open up the Bible, any single place in the Bible, you don't have to worry about cuss words. No. You don't have to worry about hearing anything bad that's going on in our present world. You know that you're safe. Yeah. And you're safe to read the Word of God. You're never going to read anything that is not going to lift up your spirits, make you feel better. In Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing. Friends, you want to increase your faith? Get into the Word of God on a daily basis.
Yeah. No, I love that. Man, it's phenomenal, guys. Seriously, like some people say, well, Jesus became the Word. Rella Vinger says it. You can't even spell Jesus without the Word. So it's so true. As we're kind of wrapping up here, Bill, is there any final notes that you just want to leave with us?
Well, we haven't mentioned how to find my podcast, and so I'm going to give that to anyone. If you have an Apple phone, it's real easy. Just go to that podcast app, that little purple thing, the little thing, and just sit there and put in Wisdom Today with Bill Kelly. It's K-E-L-L-E-Y. It will automatically pop up. But I know a number of people, Josue, don't have Apple phones.
Yeah.
So if you don't have an Apple phone, if you have an Android, okay, you need to write this down, but it's Anchor, as in drop the anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, .fm, as in FM radio, / wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, and a hyphen today. And there's no spaces, but if you do that, you'll pop it up. And what I've done recently, Josue, you know, I went back and renumbered each of the categories, and I ended up doing 196 podcasts this year.
Wow.
So 196 podcasts, and I've also gone in and named each episode. So, I mean, if you're looking for a particular topic, like one of the topics is the beheading of John the Baptist, I think that's something a lot of people would like to hear about. And but anyway, just go in. I just invite you to do that. I think you'll be blessed. The Lord speaks to me, Josue. What I try to do is do it every episode 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And I make a purpose every day of listening to my own podcast. And guys, listen to me. A lot of times I listen to things and hear things. I go, did I actually say that? And when I say that, Josue, it's very simple. I'm doing what Romans 8:6 says. It says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And Josue, when you are being led by the Spirit of God, He often talks to me and says, I want you to go over this in your podcast. So I am simply being obedient. So friends, you will be blessed if you listen to my podcast. I encourage you to do so.
Yeah, that's awesome. Last question that I always ask my guest, Bill, is just what 3-minute challenge can you leave us with today that we can apply right now? And I know you had mentioned a couple challenges there, and it can be those too, but just
that is my advice to every single person is do what the Bible tells us. Think of other people as more highly than you think of yourself. Friends, it's not about us. Think about other people, and most of the people in this world are hurting.
Yeah.
They need to know the love of God.
Right.
And if we share the love of God with them, if it's just to say a simple thank you for what you're doing today, if they're a cash register person, just sit there and bless somebody every single day, or do good deeds.
Yeah.
If you see your neighbor across the street and they're raking leaves and they're just, you can tell they're exasperated, go over, offer a hand.
Yeah.
Help them out for 15, 20 minutes. My gosh, Josue, that's how we can change the world. It's one individual person at a time.
I love that, Bill. That is so powerful, guys, and I hope you guys take that challenge every day. I know that's something that I'm going to be more cognizant of and be open to, so thank you. Right now, guys, take these next 3 minutes and do that. If you see someone around you, just go out and extend the help. But if you don't, if there's no one around you, and remember, we're dedicated to growth here at this podcast, so if You know, the first step to growth is knowledge, but the second, which is the most vital step, is application. So again, we're taking these next 3 minutes. If there's no one around you, why don't you just pull up your phone? Like Bill was saying, text someone. Just give someone a text and tell them thank you. Shoot someone a text and tell them how much you love them or how much you appreciate. Ask the Lord to highlight someone to you and just take these next 3 minutes, guys, because it's so important to apply. I mean, and this is how we do it. Sometimes we look at things and it's just like, man, how can I ever get where Bill's at or wherever Josue's at or wherever Andrew's at? It starts with one little step at a time. So just take these next 3 minutes, guys. There's going to be some music playing right now in the background. I just encourage you to take these next 3 minutes and apply what was just shared. We love you guys. Bill, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings. Peace.